Listen now to the third portion of our Lord's Passion history. Tonight we're in the upper room, just leaving now to go out to Gethsemane with our Savior and his disciples. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he is going to cut off. And he prunes every branch that does bear fruit so that it will bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I am going to remain in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Likewise, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him is the one who bears much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you continue to bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so also I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you hold on to my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have held on to my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy will continue to be in you and that your joy would be complete. This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you continue to do the things I instruct you. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because everything that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will endure, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. These things I am instructing you so that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me first. If you were of the world would love its own. However, because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of it, for that reason, the world hates you. Remember the saying I told you? A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they held on to my word, they would hold on to yours as well. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. The one who hates me also hates my Father. If I had not done the works among them that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. This was to fulfill the word which is written in their law. They hated me for no reason. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also are going to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you these things so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogues. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who murders you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do these things because they have not known the Father or me. But I have told you these things so that when their time comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not tell you these things from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going away to him who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Yet because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I am telling you the truth. It is good for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me, because He will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I said that He takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. In a little while, you are not going to see me anymore. And again, in a little while, you will see me, because I am going away to the Father. Therefore, some of His disciples asked one another, what does He mean when He tells us, in a little while you are not going to see me, and again in a little while you will see me, and because I am going away to the Father? So they kept asking, what does He mean by a little while? We don't understand what He's saying. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask Him about this, so He said to them, are you trying to determine with one another what I meant by saying, in a little while you are not going to see me, and again in a little while you will see me? Amen. Amen, I tell you, you will weep and wail, but the world will rejoice. You will become sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. A woman giving birth has pain because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of her joy that a person has been born into the world. So you also have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day you will not ask me anything. Amen, amen, I tell you, whatever you ask for the Father in my name, He will give you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made complete. I have told you these things using figurative language. A time is coming when I will no longer speak to you using figurative language, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I am not telling you that I will make requests of the Father on your behalf, for the Father Himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am going to leave the world and go to the Father. Yes, His disciples said, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative language. Now we know that you know everything and do not need to have anyone ask you anything. For this reason we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, now do you believe? Listen, a time is coming and in fact is here, when you will be scattered, everyone to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not going to be alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you these things so that you may have peace in me. In this world you are going to have trouble, but be courageous, I have overcome the world. After Jesus had spoken these things, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. For you gave him authority over all flesh, so that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me at your side with the glory I had at your side before the world existed. I revealed your name to the men you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have held on to your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they received them. They learned the truth that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they are yours. All that is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. And I am glorified in them. I am no longer going to be in the world, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by your name, which you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I kept those you gave me safe in your name. I protected them, and not one of them was destroyed except the son of destruction, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things in the world so that they may be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. You sent me into the world. I also sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I am praying not only for them, but also for those who believe in me through their message. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they become completely one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, the glory you gave me, because you loved me before the world's foundation. Righteous Father, the world did not know you, but I knew you, and these men knew that you sent me. I made your name known to them and will continue to make it known, so that the love you have for me may be in them and that I may be in them too. After saying these things, Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden called Gethsemane. This ends the third portion of our Lord's Passion history. Again, our seasonal response, all we, like sheep, have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. By his wounds we are healed. Our sermon hymn, then, is number 390, Salvation Unto Us Has Come. 390.